Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, it's Andy Peters welcoming you along to the very latest Hot or Not podcast. We've got all the usual goodies, the best bits from Monday the 6th of October's show. On this week's Hotcast, you'll hear all our on and off air chats with our guests, Ashley Walters and Alexis Conran. Plus, we'll go back to another mystery year in the Heat Rewind, and Charles Gantz will give us his verdict on the new film, The House Bunny. There's also an exclusive prize pack to be won in our competition, which is only open to Hotcast subscribers. So that is you. Can I just say, apparently last week, about 66,000 people or 600,000, I don't know, but lots of people downloaded the Hotcast more than they thought would. So thank you very much indeed.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers,
entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
It's the man who could literally teach us a trick or two. He learned magic at a young age before training to be an actor, which helped him make an ideal candidate to be one of the stars of TV's most fascinating show that scares me, quite frankly, when I watch it, Alex. Alex Conran is here. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
Star. Would you call yourself a star?
No.
Do you see yourself as a star?
No.
Okay. The bloke on The Real Hustle on BBC Three, which returns Thursday at 10:30. Now, how did The Real Hustle come about?
Right. Okay. The Real Hustle came about. There was quite a few of us had the same idea. Mm. It was a sort of an obvious idea of sort of, you know, to do a reality show where people get conned but get their money given back to them.
Yeah.
Objective Productions, who make The Real Hustle, were trying to find people to do it. And I sort of fit the bill because I did the acting so I could get into character.
Yeah.
And I also had the sleight of hand stuff, so I could do the tricky business.
Okay. I mean, it has been phenomenally successful. It's like one of the biggest shows on BBC Three. What do you think the appeal is? Because I genuinely get nervous watching it because I think, oh, what has that happened to me? Have I actually been duped?
Well, I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's a bit like watching MTV because you're never more than a minute and a half, 2 minutes away from a new item. So it's very fast moving. Mm-hmm. So that really appeals to today's viewers. Mm-hmm. There is that sort of candid camera element and the sort of, you know, reality TV element where even though you might not understand what's going on, you're seeing someone being duped and someone sort of, you're in on it and they're not, which also sort of appeals. And also it's quite educational. I mean, people do learn from it. People, we always have people coming up to us and saying, oh, you know, I watched your show last night. And this morning, this guy came up to me with a map on at the cafe and I immediately thought, oh, my mobile phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I went to reach it, his hand was already on it. So people do start learning and they find that exciting. And everybody likes a bit of a con and a hustle.
Is it harder nowadays because people are getting to know you and recognise your face and you've got a very distinctive voice, I always think. Do you think it's becoming harder for you to actually do the cons, as it were?
We are finding it a little bit more tricky because, for example, when we design any sort of hustle or con, we'll try and put it somewhere indoors where there's not a lot of people. We're not going to try and pull something at a busy tube station or a busy pub because we leave ourselves open to being recognised. But, you know, I suppose it's one of the good things about being on BBC Three. You know, we are not that well known that it's becoming a problem to make the show. We can still find people who have no idea who we are.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through stories making the headlines in a past edition of Heat Magazine. Now, remember, if you're listening on the enhanced version, you'll have some extra clues, picture clues, on your screen now. So here I am holding an old edition of Heat Magazine on the front cover. Anna Friel comes clean on Hollywood, Kate Moss and the lesbian thing. Oh, very interesting. So that's the what's on the front cover as I open it up. A story about Eminem here. Eminem sued by his own mother. She says he's caused her emotional distress and wants £10 million. Imagine my mum would sue me like for a can of baked beans. She'd be like, he didn't eat all of his baked beans, so she'd sue me. On here, say what? Oversexed, overpaid, overheard. This is what's kind of turned into the whispers bit of Heat Magazine now. So basically, it's what stars have said. Here's Jordan on breast enlargement. I still think they're too small. If you're going to do it, you may as well make them as large as you can. Truth is, I like the plastic look. Good. Also, books that were out, according to this edition of Heat from the year. Can you think what year? They were all very war books, actually. They were all war books. Cold War, D-Day, War As I Knew It, Dispatch. Who would want to read a war book? And finally, let me just go to this page here. Let's have a look. Right, what's this? Right, here we go. This is what was on live, okay? What does that say there, Philip?
Oh.
It says Boosh, as in the mighty Boosh. And also here, the pick of the fringe festivals, the bloke from the mighty Boosh, the Arctic Boosh, the coolest comedy act in town. So when were they around? If you think you know, I'll tell you if you're correct shortly.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5.30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
This is Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters. It is your essential guide to the week ahead in the world of entertainment. And I'm pleased to say that on the phone right now, we have one of Britain's hottest up-and-coming actors, live and direct for all. I don't know, where are you actually?
I'm at the Young Vic, actually, okay. Waterloo.
Okay, you're in Waterloo in London. Now, many people may recognise that voice as the voice of Asher D. That's from your past, from your Soul Solid Crew days. Those days are well past you, because you've actually always been an actor. You actually went to one of the most famous acting schools for children, didn't you?
Yeah, famous or annoying, some would say.
Oh, no, leave it. I think on Live and Kicking, we used to have Sylvia Young children on all the time.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great fun when I was young, you know.
Wow, so obviously it's a good pedigree, and it stood you in good stead. God bless the internet. We printed off all the things you've been in as an actor, let alone as a singer.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working really hard, you know. I started probably in like 98 when I had a TV hit with Storm Damage with Adrian Lester and Lenny James, and it all kicked off from there for me. So it's been a roller coaster, but it's been fun.
Okay, we'll get to the new play you've been on starring in a minute, but let me just go through a few things very quickly.
Yep.
You're in the movie Get Rich or Die Trying.
Excellent.
What was 50 Cent like?
50 Cent is a dream to work with. So different to what people think he's like. Very cool character, very timid, quiet, but funny as well. We had a good time.
Okay, did he ever give you any of his free water? Because he owns that vitamin water company.
We drank his water every day on set. It was readily available.
I bet.
He bought us lots of things. He actually bought me a watch, a Jacob's watch, for like 55 grand for my birthday when we were out there. So
wow.
He's a very generous guy. Thank you, 50.
And I have to say, I've glossed over the fact that you were in the bill.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Okay, so you're currently in the red and brown water, which I've not been to the theatre to see it.
Okay.
But I have got pictures, and there's a picture of, I mean, there's like a swimming pool in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's, the play is basically in water, so we're wading through water the whole way through the play. The play is really about a young girl called Oya, who has a huge opportunity to become a top athlete, top runner, and turns it down because her mum's ill. She wants to take care of her mum, and it's just following her life and kind of her decline after that, once she loses her opportunity to get out of the projects, I suppose.
Right, we've got a competition now exclusive for all our Hotcast subscribers, a special platinum prize pack with all the goodies we normally have up for grabs, plus 5 extra CDs and DVDs, which means all of this could be yours. Spooks Series 6, Entourage Series 4, One Tree Hill Series 5, Two and a Half Men Season 4, the new Battlestar Galactica Season 4, do you know, so I started British and I've gone to America, Summer Heights Series 1, Summer Heights High that is, Al Murray's Happy Hour Series 1 and his book of British Common Sense, A Bit of an Old School Rewind to Moonlighting Series 1 and 2, I Dream of Genie Season 1 and Different Strokes Season 1, U2 Live at Red Rocks the DVD, Felon starring Val Kilmer and Stephen Dorff. I've never heard of that in my life. Also new books from Girls Aloud, that must be short, make sure you colour in all the pictures, Frank Skinner, Julie Walters, Richard Madeley and Dawn French, plus the brand new Oasis album Dig Out Your Soul.
This is Heat.
So to win our special Hotcast competition, just answer this question, which you'll be able to find the answer to in this broadcast. You've got to tell me who bought Ashley Waters a £50,000 or dollar watch. There was a clue. I did that on purpose. Who bought Ashley Waters a £50,000 or dollar watch when they worked together? If you think you know, or you just want to have a wild guess, send an email to studio@heatworld.com with your answer and your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Ashley Waters you didn't hear on the radio.
Heat Radio.
Okay, we'll get to the new play you've been on starring in a minute, but let me just go through a few things very quickly.
Yep.
The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, was that fun?
That was great, yeah, great. Okay,
10 episodes of Grange Hill.
10 episodes of Grange Hill, yep, correct.
Yep, no, just let me know whether they were good or not.
Oh, good.
Okay, Holby City.
Good.
That was only one episode, mind
one
you.
Episode, yeah.
Very recently, 5 episodes of Hustle playing Billy Bond.
Yep, correct, yeah. I mean, that was an excellent time as well. Kudos to who make
Spooks.
And Spooks, and yeah, a lot of other programs. They're an amazing production company, so it's a dream to work with them, and Mark Warren as well, and obviously to kind of follow in the footsteps of Adrian Lester, so it was a great experience.
This is Heat.
What do you look for when you're going to take a role? Because it's obviously quite a dramatic, I mean, let's be honest, very different to The Bill.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic piece. What do you look for when you look at a script and think, actually, you know, this is something I'd like to do?
I mean, first of all, first and foremost, it's always the story I look for, and how it moves and how it moves me. But also as well, I mean, whether the part is going to be a challenge for me, because I don't want to keep on doing the same sort of roles, the bullet boys, the life and lyrics that are kind of similar to my own life or things I've done in the past. I want to kind of diversify and show people that I can act, basically. I'm not a one-trick pony. So, I mean, yeah, that part of that comes into to picking a script as well.
Right, okay. Now, you've done all this huge sort of array of fantastic work. Is Hollywood's big time the next thing you want to do?
Definitely. I mean, Hollywood's definitely on my mind, but I also know as well I've still got a lot of work to do here. You know, I want everyone in the UK kind of loving my work. And I know I haven't done enough work to have that happen yet, so I want to make it here first, you know, so everyone's supporting me here when I go over to the States to break in.
Do it.
Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.
Yep, it's me, Andy, on the radio. And did you guess this week's Rewind Year? It was a Heat magazine from a year gone by, in fact, the infancy of Heat magazine, back in October 1999, almost a century ago. With me in the studio right now, Charles Gant, back from his holidays. How are you, Charles?
I'm very well, thank you.
Boy, did a rubbish job whilst you were away. I mean, rubbish.
I'm sure he was his usual professional wonderfulness.
Yeah, that's right. So what are we talking about today, Charles? Because you're in charge of films.
This is all true. Yeah. I am here to talk about The House Bunny. Stars Anna Faris from Just Friends and the Scary Movie.
Yes.
And it's quite an American premise, actually. She plays a Playboy bunny who is chucked out of the Playboy mansion on her 27th birthday. And she ends up being the... Now, does anyone know what this means? She ends up being the den mother of a sorority house in an American university.
I reckon like the matron.
Exactly. So okay. In America, they have all of these fraternities for the guys sororities for the girls.
Yep.
And she ends up at the kind of the loser sorority house, which is the Zetas. And they are in desperate trouble. They need to get 30 new members next term or else they're going to be shut down. And she brings her kind of Playboy bunny style to help them kind of turn their sorority house into the party everybody wants to join, basically.
Okay, shall we have a clip from the film now?
Why not?
So, Shelley, are you a centerfold?
She wishes. Yeah, I do. Being a centerfold is the highest, most prestigious honor there is. It says, I'm naked in the middle of a magazine. Unfold me.
I mean, she sounds very sexy there. Is she a complete glamorous throughout the whole film?
Yeah, and she's very funny as well. I mean, I really like Anna Faris. She's been, frankly, slumming it in those scary movies.
Oh, okay.
And she had a couple of like really small parts. One was in Lost in Translation. She's that airhead actress who they meet in the lobby of the hotel, like famously based on Cameron Diaz.
Right.
And she was also in... Brokeback Mountain in a small part, and she was very, very, very good in those roles. And I was always thinking, Hollywood, notice her. This girl has got it. She is dynamite. She is better than the roles that she's been getting. And this is, you know, her first big lead in a big comedy, and I'm really thrilled to see her knocking the ball out of the park in it.
Okay, Charles, I know that this is the question you dread all week. Tell me, The House Bunny, hot or not?
Well, the film, although I've been burbling on about how fantastic she is, the film is not bad. It's slightly flawed, but I think she kind of makes it, for me, a hot.
Oh, I thought, see, that was like Simon Cowell or Louis Walsh. I was thinking, oh, is this so going to be a no? Right, okay, so it's hot. So the house bunny, hot from Charles. What do we talk about next week? Do you know already?
I think it's going to be Burn After Reading, the new film by the Coen brothers, mm-hmm. with pretty good cast. George Clooney, right. Brad Pitt,
wow.
Frances McDormand, John Malkovich and Tilda Swinton.
All the kind of movie I want to talk about. Okay, look, Charles, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Alexis Conran that you didn't hear on air.
Heat Radio. Heat Radio.
Earlier, we spoke to Ashley Waters, who was in the So Solid crew, and he had an illustrious career when I looked at all the things he'd been in, including he'd been in 2 episodes of The Bill. I'm looking at yours.
Stop it.
And you've also been in 2 episodes of The Bill.
You must understand something. It's a rite of passage. You
right.
See. You can't call yourself a proper actor unless you've been to The Bill at yep. least twice.
Yes.
And come through it.
Were your episodes consecutive? No, your episodes were between 2002 and 2005.
Exactly. I went, forgot all about it and thought, oh God, I have to go back again.
Wow.
But it was fun. It is fun doing it.
Okay. And you've been in Holby City.
Yep.
Murphy's Law, Wire in the Blood. What's this here? It says, the afternoon play, Viva Las Blackpool. That looks interesting.
That was fascinating.
What was that?
It was an afternoon play filmed for BBC. It was a sort of the daily drama that they do.
Okay.
Filmed on a shoestring.
Right.
Up at Pebble Mill in Birmingham. And I didn't have much to do with it, actually. I played this sort of dodgy Greek waiter again, but it was quite fun.
Did you do a lot of dodgy Greek?
No. Do you know what? I have done a fair share, but I actually got out of it. I was quite lucky. I think because I never sort of had an accent. The Greek accent left when I sort of went to drama school.
Right.
Learned how to speak properly.
Okay.
And then I was able to sort of do other stuff.
Right. There are 21 TV appearances on this piece of paper or more. In which TV show in 2003...
Oh, hang on. I know this one.
Did you play the character Ted?
Oh, Ted.
Yeah, Ted. 1 episode, 2003. You played Ted. The sub-episode is called Today's the Day. Is it...
I know this one.
Come on, then. Do you want some multiple choice?
Yes, go on.
Is it A, Wire in the Blood?
No, that's not that. I had a really sort of Greek name in that one.
Okay. Is it B, Band of Brothers?
No, Lieutenant Levinson.
Or is it C, Doctors?
Doctors! Thank you for bringing me back there again.
Oh, sorry. No, it's the worst show on television. I applaud you for being in it. Excellent. Right, okay, that's enough of the fun and games. Oh, I love reading people's... Are you proud of everything, though? Because people always say, oh, you must hate the mention of Ed the Duck. And I go, no, because that is a huge part of my history.
Do you know what? I am proud of everything, because everything sort of brings back a memory, good or bad, and it's actually quite fun. I mean, Doctors was hysterical, because it was just... so bad.
Right.
And I just thought, well, you know what? Notch it up to experience and move on.
This is Heat.
But do criminals come up to you and go, what's your show last night? Saw that video. Excellent work. I've got 7 mobile phones and 2 wallets.
No, do you know what? We've never had anyone who do that. I have never heard of anybody sort of trying to
learning
go out
from the show.
Learn from the show. The people who do these things, they're doing them already. They're not waiting for us to teach them. And I do firmly believe, and so does... you know, everybody who's involved in the show, that the key to protecting people is educating them.
Mm.
Now, if you can educate more people and one bad apple decides to do something, you're still, you know, making a good show.
I see. I use the iPlayer. I'll just watch it closely. Before you know, I'll have my own. I will be the car phone warehouse by the end of the month. Don't you worry.
Radio.
Do you enjoy it? Because, again,
love it.
As an actor... do you miss the acting? Or because I suppose, are you just playing a part?
No, I tell you what, I really miss something with the script.
Right.
Something where I just know what's going to happen next.
Yep.
I really miss the comfort of that. However, I cannot describe to you the rush that is, you know, stealing a £200,000 Porsche in Vegas when we did that. You know, all these things, but knowing that you're not going to go to jail for it, or you know,
you've got the might of the BBC behind you.
Well, exactly.
It's fine. I work for the BBC.
Here's my card. I'm from the BBC. Don't you know?
Let me out of jail. Absolutely.
Heat Radio.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hot or Not Hotcast. Don't forget, Hot or Not's back this Monday evening on Heat Radio at 7 p.m. and we'll have more great music, all the very latest celebrity gossip, and get this, Doctor Who's Noel Clarke is going to be in the studio. Show biz.
Go. The Hot or Not podcast is available every week from heatradio.com. Catch the two-hour radio show with Andy Peters, Mondays from 7 p.m. But before then, get a bigger celebrity fix. We're on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.